Purpose of this meeting is for one item, passing emergency regulations related to the critical interest rates due to current fluctuations in the market. So let's start off with the board roll call, please.
Mr. Sheldon, can you hear him?
Yes, I can.
Okay, Mr. Sheldon is here. Commissioner Bell?
Present.
Commissioner Burnett?
Present.
And Mr. Sheldon's here, and Mr. Winther. We have a quorum?
We have a quorum. The members of Ada that are present.
Ted Leonard, Ada.
Chris Anderson, Ada. Valerie Walker, Ada.
Jim Hemsath, Ada.
Sarah Fisher Goad, Ada.
Brian Bjorkquist, Department of Law.
Sherry Severson, Ada.
Go ahead. Karsten Rodvik, Ada.
Mark David.
Mike Hetsy, Ada. Brian Carey, Ada.
Mike Harper, Ada, EA.
Ari Sabansky, AEA.
Peter Prim, AEA.
Mr. Ada.
Okay, I believe that's all staff, Mr. Winther.
It sounds like maybe somebody joined us online.
Yeah, this is Mike Felix. I just joined.
Oh, good morning. We have a Mr. Garrett Parks on the phone who is a member of the public, and we have several other members of the public in the room.
We will call on the members of the public, please.
Jim Bradner, Journal Covers.
Catherine Claxton, Northwood Bank.
Saxton?
Claxton.
And Catherine Claxton from Northwood Bank and Tim Bradner from the Alaska Journal of Commerce. And Mark Gardner is on the line from Western Financial Group.
Okay, so just so get ready to take up the item on the agenda.
Public comments. Mr. Chairman, you might invite public comments if there are any.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Brian. Maybe members of the public wish to comment at this time.
Nobody in the room?
All right. Hearing none.
Move the
staff to give us a brief overview of this item here.
Yes, Chair. This is Ted. Today before us we have resolution number 10-21. It's an emergency regulation that would change the setting of interest rates for our variable loan rates. We believe, as the board well knows, that we've switched from using a rate where we try to go out to the market and look what we would get if we issued bonds to a rate that we are going off of the Federal Home Loan Bank Index closest to the maturity of the loan and setting a floor. And we went to that in September, and from September through November, that index was working well for us, but based on the sudden change and fluctuations in the market, going, for example, on the Federal Home Loan Bank has gone from about 2% on the end of November to today, 2.69 on the 5%. We believe that we do need to make a modification to our formula, and that modification would be to, and that's in the resolution, add 100 basis points to our variable index numbers. We would leave the floor alone, but this would allow our rates to float as the index goes up and down. And in order to change rates right now, we have to go to the board to change the index, change how much of an adjustment to the index and the floor. So we believe that by adding this, this will allow us not to have to come to the board as the market fluctuates and allow us the chance to analyze the rates and come back to the board on regular meetings to make any changes that we believe would be needed. again, you know, to emphasize, we are right in the process of implementing this index-driven approach. We just started in September. We have started setting into place and processes to monitor market, make policy recommendations, and bring those to board on a periodic basis. So we believe that this index market rate that we've gone to will give the board flexibility in changing rates to answer changes and fluctuations to the variable rate and to the fixed. But again, we believe that we need this change right now to answer what is going on into the market. And I wanted to let the board know that we also will bring on January 13th some more recommendations on this index based on refinancing. Refinancing, as everyone knows, from especially even in the home loan range, has been very dramatic. It's been dramatic on our request, about 67% of them, and it's based on the historic lows in the market, or have been in the market, on the variable rates. So we believe that this interest rate addition would allow us to have some flexibility for our rates to answer rapid market fluctuations. And also we believe that it would also narrow the spread between variable and fixed interest rates, which we believe would help protect the impact on our portfolio. And with that being said, I do have Mark Gardner, our financial consultant, online to answer any questions that the board may have on this recommended change, and we do also have Chris Anderson.
Thank you, Ted. Do any of the board members have any questions or discussion?
Chair Winter, this is Robert Sheldon. I've had a chance to read resolution number G1021 and the emergency regulations attached. I have no additional questions myself, and I would move to accept this resolution as presented.
Second. Motion was seconded
by Mr. Bell. Is that correct?
Yes.
Any
further discussion?
Not
call
the
roll, please.
Mr. Felix?
Yes.
Deputy Commissioner Burnett?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Commissioner Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Winther?
Yes.
The motion passes.
Okay, welcome to the meeting. I believe your name was. I've had a chance to meet you yet.
Burnett, Jerry Burnett.
Burnett.
I've been at meetings before.
Okay, yeah, I just haven't had the pleasure of meeting you. Okay, you can't think of any other items for this meeting. I hear a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Second.
Thank you very much, board, for taking the time out of your busy schedules for this meeting.